The matter that was in court was not whether Mao Sampa is president or not. The petition that was in court, which was raised by six members of the Patriotic Front, was to ask the court to declare that their rights, as enshrined in Part 3 of the Republican Constitution, which gives them the right to participate in elections, was abrogated by Miles Sampa when he purported to have held a party convention to which they were not allowed to participate, and yet they had met all the requirements for them to be on the ballot paper. That was the question. And Miles Sampa and his lawyers filed two preliminary issues.
What does this mean for the PF party and Miles Sampa's claiming to be president of the PF party?
There is nowhere in the judgment where the court answered the question as to whether Miles Sampa was duly elected or not. The court did not go into the merits of the petition. The court only dismissed the petition on the basis of duplicity. That's all. So it would be mischievous for anyone to claim that the court has directed or has held that Miles Sampa was duly elected. That is mischief of the highest order and must be dismissed with the contempt it deserves. What does it mean to the Patriotic Front? For us, the position is still the same. Miles Sampa is a masquerader. Miles Sampa held an illegal meeting. Miles Sampa actually ought to be in prison. He ought to be answering questions from prison for breaching the constitution of the party and also for abrogating Article 60 of the Republican Constitution. And we do not agree with the holding of the High Court that there is duplicity of matters, because the two matters are separate. The petition that was before the High Court was asking the High Court to declare that those six people who had applied to the party to take part in the convention as candidates for president were denied their constitutional right by Miles Sampa holding an illegal convention by night without informing the other participants. That was the question before the High Court.